In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. Today we're looking at the apocalyptic experiences in Mark 13. As Jesus came out of the temple, what was he doing in the temple? Praying and teaching. One of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." That happened in the year 70 by the Romans. Not one stone upon another. That happened in the year 70. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, I remember sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the Muslim mosques. Peter, James, and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? What will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray." They will not be talking about the blood. They will not be talking about the cross. They will not be talking about the resurrection. Oh yes, they will be not talking about the blood of Jesus, I tell you. And we need to start preaching the blood of Jesus. "Beware, no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray." The Jehovah Witnesses. And how many people have joined the Jehovah Witnesses? When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. We hear of many wars and rumors of wars in these days in Russia. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. This is not the end of the birth pangs, but the beginning of the birth pangs. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes in various places, famines. This is the beginning of the birth pangs. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to the councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors, kings, because of me, as a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. When they bring you to trial and hand you over, do not worry beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit." Oh yes, the Spirit of God will speak with us and for us. Brother will betray brother to death. Father, his child, and his children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. His name is Jesus. but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Endures to the end. Are you going to endure to the end? Am I going to endure to the end by the grace of God? By the grace of God. We need to know it's not in just accepting Jesus. We have to endure to the end. I have friends, when they know someone is dying, they go to that place because the devil wants this person. He has his last trick to make up on this person. But you need to endure to the end, and you will be saved. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, let the reader understand. What was the desolating sacrilege that happened with the Maccabees? They put a pig in place of a lamb, and they worshiped the pig. And for the Jew, the pig is an unclean animal. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and the one on the housetop must not go down or enter the house to take anything away. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those that are pregnant and those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not be winter, for in those days there will be suffering, such as not been from the beginning of creation that God created until now. No, never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, for the people who believe in Jesus, the people who surrendered to Jesus, for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he has cut short those days. And if anyone says to you at that time, look, here is the Messiah, or look, there he is, do not believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce signs and omens to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be alert. I have already told you everything. Jesus is very serious that there is going to be the end of this dispensation. But before the end of the dispensation of the Gentiles, the dispensation of the Jews will come in before the last things. Oh, yes, Paul tells us that in Romans 9, 10, and 11. Read it. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience about the Jews coming to receive the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in those days after the suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from the heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, come Lord Jesus, with great power and glory. Then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Are you one of the elect? Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you surrendered your life to him? Father, we surrender our life to Jesus Christ now. We ask you to forgive our sins, Lord. Father, we ask you to manifest your glory in us. We need Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives, as the one who fills us with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, it is so necessary that we would be given our lives to Jesus. How many people talk about that? How many people who preach even mention the name of Jesus? How sad. How sad it is for that name that we will be saved. Verse 28, chapter 13. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and it puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things, all these things that he just spoke about taking place, you know that he is near, Jesus, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation, the generation of all these things that are to happen, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his own work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he will find people asleep. And when he comes suddenly, and what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake, keep awake. Watch for these signs. Jesus is coming back. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We know that he is coming back again because he promised. People will say, well, it's been 2,000 years. I say it's been 2 days. For 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord, and a day is as to 1,000 years. So 2 days that Jesus left and went to heaven. We're going on the third day. This is so important. I want to read also from Matthew 24, as Jesus came out of the temple and was going away, his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. Then he asked them, you see all these, do you not? Truly I tell you, not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. That happened in the year 70 when the Romans came in and desecrated the temple and desecrated all the buildings, not one stone upon another. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Not the end of the world. This is not the end of the world. The world will be transformed by the glory of God. Revelation 21. Jesus answered them, beware that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will lead many astray. They will not be talking about the blood of Jesus. They will not be talking about the cross of Jesus. They will not be talking about the resurrection of Jesus. I tell you, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All this is but the beginning of the birth pangs, the beginning. Are you faithful today? Have you given your life to Jesus today? Is there enough evidence in your life for people to see that you follow Jesus? Is there enough evidence in my life that people will see that I follow Jesus. Verse 15. So when you see the desolating sacrilege, that's the pig brought into the Holy of Holies, standing in the holy place, as was spoken by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one on the housetop must not go down to take what is in the house. The one in the field must not turn back to get his coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. O God, that our flight would not be in winter or the Sabbath. For at that time there will be great suffering, such as has not been from the beginning of the world, but now, no, and never will be. And in those days, if they had not been cut short, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the believers, for the sake of those who surrender their lives to Jesus, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short, thank God. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear with great signs and omens to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Take note, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, look, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. If they say, look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. Verse 29. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heaven. What is the sign of the Son of Man? I believe it's the cross. I believe the cross will be seen in heaven. The proclamation of the burial, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn as they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. Why will they mourn? Because we have pierced him with our sins. We have struck him with our sins. We will mourn for him because he still has these wounds, but they are glorified. Let me continue. The Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Are you part of the elect? Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you gone to confession? Have you surrendered your life? This is serious. This is serious. Who talks about the second coming of Jesus? Not many people, but it's part of the gospel. Jesus will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Again, endurance to the end will be saved. and the good news or the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. That the gospel must be preached to every nation on earth before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the ability to preach with radio, television, the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Unfortunately, so many times, most of the time, and people on television spend in asking money so that they can continue. I tell you, it's important that we know that the cross of Jesus Christ is the answer, cross, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then if someone says to you, look, he is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce great signs and omens to lead astray, even if possible, the elect. Take note, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, look, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. If they say, look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heaven, the cross. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of heaven to the other end. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see all these things, all the things I've just talked about, you know that he is near, even at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation of all these things happening will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. My words will not pass away. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in days of Noah before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them away. In other words, it would be business as usual. We'll be eating and drinking. We'll be going to the stores. We'll be looking for vegetables. That's when the Son of Man will come, like the days of Noah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, yes, the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. And we shall see him as the resurrected King of Kings and Lord of Lords at the end of time. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.